It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The Federal Communications Commission begins a 45-day test today of what's called white space. And if it all goes well, it could mean a lot faster internet. Christian Sandvig is a professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and he studies broadcast spectrum issues. He says to understand this, think of a railroad yard. The tracks are broadcast TV channels.
If you look at a rail yard, a lot of the tracks are actually empty most of the time. And the trains, when they move through the rail yard, they don't go very fast. So how do the rail yard workers get around the rail yard? I mean, they just walk around and they keep their eyes open looking for the trains. Sometimes they walk between the tracks. Sometimes they walk on the tracks if there's no train on the tracks right now. So that's white spaces. It's that if you look at the channels that we have assigned for, say, television or radio, there's gaps. There are gaps in between the channels, and some of the channels aren't occupied right now.
So that's a lot of extra space in the rail yard, a lot of extra space in the spectrum. So the idea is then to run Wi-Fi or a sort of super Wi-Fi through this?
That's right, yeah. And the claims that have been made for it are staggering. I mean, we don't know if that's actually going to pan out, but the proponents have told us that if they can get access to this spectrum, they'll be able to provide something that's definitely better than DSL and may rival some of the cable modem speeds that you can get. So really a very fast wireless internet that could easily allow you to do things like stream high-definition movies.
The FCC is testing a company called Spectrum Bridge to see how well they can manage this space. The idea is your computer or phone would go through a database managed by Spectrum Bridge and get assigned a clear open path along the white space. Less traffic. Yay. Julius Natt of the FCC says all coordinates have to be perfect and there can be no, you know, train wrecks.
What we want to make sure is that it's giving all of the right answers before we actually go live with this online. The manufacturers are already free to submit their products for certification so that they can go onto the market. So we're hopeful that before too long we'll start to see some products that can actually then begin to interface and operate with this database, and the TV whitespace devices then will, the spigot will open up and we'll start to see more and more of them.
The FCC's Julius Natt. Ben Kuchera is here. He writes about games for Ars Technica. Ben, today you're keen on a game called Space Marine.
This is a game where you're constantly fighting, whether it being with a sword that's part chainsaw or any number of guns. There is no cover. You never have any cause to kind of fall back. You always feel the weight of this tremendous militaristic culture telling you that you must be killing at all times.
You say it's deadly, but kind of pretty?
This is a world where even nuclear bombs have stained glass on them. All these weapons for killing and maiming are beautiful, and they're designed to look good and look scary as well as do their job. All the soldiers speak in even tones with a deep British accent. So kind of in the middle of all this chaos and violence, you have this deep sense of civility almost.
Ben Kuchera from Ars Technica. For more information, please look at websites on the internet. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.